Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rev Ng Sunday Soul Connection. On this Sunday, the 12th of June, as always, I invite you to set the intention of our time together. This is a time where you are consciously choosing to take the next 50 minutes or so and spend in deepening down within. So as always, we begin with naturally seven and let it be.
Lord, I'm praying for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking this time out on the business of this thing called life. And truly, the work that we can do on ourselves, the work that we spend in contemplation, reflection, meditation, prayer, reading, transforms where we are in consciousness, shifts us from the victim, poor me mentality to a recognition that I am in control of my life and my fate. And yet, there will be things that you say that you feel are beyond your control. But you always have absolute control as to how you respond to it. I love the work of Victor Flavel, who was a psychologist in the concentration camps back in World War II, who recognized that irrespective of the horrors that were going on around him, irrespective of the brutality to which he was a recipient was, he had power to choose how he allowed these things to affect him. So it's not the conditions, it's not the experiences, it's not the circumstances that has power over us. It is how do we choose to deal with the circumstances and the conditions that give them its power. And so today's theme for our Sunday Soul Connection was taken from a Facebook post that I read that somewhat tickled me. And it says, when something goes wrong in your life, just yell, plot twist, and move on. I sniggered, as I'm a great one for yelling all manner of things, whether it be woe or drama. So this was just yet another thing that I recognized I would be yelling too, plot twist. When the rug is being pulled out from underneath us and our world is being turned upside down and we are being shaken, how calm could we remain to just say plot twist and recognize that yes, things are changing, yes, things aren't as we expected them to be, yes, oh my God, things aren't going according to plan, what are we going to do? Can we remain calm and centered whilst all that is happening, whilst the plot is twisting from underneath us? I wanted to subheaded the plot twist title of this morning's Sunday Soul Connection with Be Not Afraid. Because one of the things I recognize is that when the plot twist is happening, the very thing that comes up for us is fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of feeling out of control, fear of what do we do next. And so my invitation to you this morning is that in life, for every single one of us, we are going to have numerous plot twists as we go along. I myself have found myself in a plot twist with those health challenges that my body decided would give me so that I would pay attention to what I needed to be doing. All manner of things I had to cancel this month so I could take care of it. This was not a particularly hard plot twist, although it was an unpleasant plot twist, and it felt for me a lengthy plot twist. But it was a case of looking and recognizing what did I need to be doing instead. And there's always what is it we need to be doing instead when the plot twist arises. And I came across, actually I remembered something from long ago that I had read by Saint Teresa of Avila that I have loved and had forgotten, but it came back to my consciousness as I was reflecting over the plot twists that we go through in life. And she said, let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. Those wonderful words I have read over the course of the years, and they never fail to comfort me, inspire me, and remind me that God is always there. When appearances show up in a way that rocks the world, when the plot twists and changes in a way that was unexpected, when people disappoint or do things that hurt or betray you, I don't need to be afraid. Be not afraid. God is still there doing a perfect work in and through me as I can remember. I think it is the book of Romans that says everything works together for good for those that love God. Everything. So it doesn't matter whatever the plot twist may be. It's to recognize there's good there somewhere. And I think nothing illustrates that more than the story of Joseph. And if we can remember that of Joseph, he had 11 brothers, 12 brothers, actually, who were so jealous of him that he was the father's favorite, he was so smart, he was blessed by God and was constantly giving messages to which they didn't like. And so they took him, threw him into a pit, then sold him into slavery. Plot twist number one. From the slavery, he was then sold to somewhere. Plot twist number two, where the owner took a shining to him. He was hardworking and diligent, but he was also good-looking, and the wife took a fancy to him and would make advances, and as he continuously refuted her advances, the more she would chase him, until finally she trumped up false allegations that he had assaulted her, to which he got thrown into jail. Plot twist number three. There in jail, he meets the king baker and a butcher, I think, from memory. Both had dreams to which he explained what they meant. One was going to be released, the other was going to be beheaded. No, it was his winemaker. And each came true. And he told the one who was going to be released, please remember me to the king. Except he didn't, and he languished in jail for several more years. Plot twist number four. Then plot twist number five comes when the king has a dream and no one can interpret it. And the baker remembers, oh, I met someone in jail, and he interpreted my dream and it came true. And so the king sent for him, and he explained to the king what the dream meant, what he had to do. Plot twist number six. He becomes the head for the king, all that the king needed to be sorted in order to organize what the dreams meant. He became like the president, the prime minister, just under the pharaoh with servants and everyone running behind him. Plot twist number seven, his brothers that sold him into slavery had to come to him to get food, to get what they needed to sustain themselves. And as the story goes on, he tricks the brothers because they don't recognize him. And the bottom line, which is always my favorite line that truly has inspired me on my journey, when he decides to reveal himself, his ultimate plot twist. He said to the brothers, what you did, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The plot twist that happens in our lives may look like it's something evil, may look like it's our downfall, may look like it's the end of the world. But truly, when we understand our connection with the source of all that is, whatever name you choose to call it, divine beloved, God, creator, the ineffable mystery, whatever name you choose to call it, is always working something out for your good, is always turning it around so that whatever seemed like it was for your downfall or for your detriment turns out to be for the highest and your best. And so I'd like to share with you from Joyce Rupp's fragment of your ancient name. Her piece that she's written entitled Supporter. When things do not go as we wish, when love falls out of our heart, when disaster plummets our spirit, when failure squelches our hope, when betrayal destroys our trust, when death snatches our joy, when goodbye outweighs hello, when confusion alters our vision, when what we knew no longer exists, you stand by us as our strong support. When we know that the spirit within and without, the infinite one, is our strong support. When the plot twists in our lives, we can utter the words, be not afraid. For the source of all that is working this out for my good. But if all we can do is focus on the what is wrong, on the situation that has now fallen apart, or whatever it is that we think is collapsing from underneath us. If that is all we can put our attention on, then we're not trusting and having faith and allowing the divine, the infinite intelligence, to do something better for us. For only it can do for us what it can do through us. The change doesn't happen somewhere outside. The change has to happen within. When we recognize that on our journey, we are having plot twists all the time. But within the plot twist, we recognize there's a seed of good. We may not see it. We may not recognize the roots taking shape. But there is a seed of good because right where we are, God is. And wherever God is, good is. So we truly have to keep shifting our eyes off the appearances when plot twists. And hold to our faith, hold to our trust, hold to our belief that God and good is there. And so our science of mind reading this morning is entitled, I See Divine Substance Everywhere. The first quote comes from Ella Wheeler Wilcox, who says, do not go through the world talking poverty and asking everyone you deal with to show you special considerations because you are poor and unfortunate. If you do this with the idea of saving a few dollars here and there, you will always have to do it because you are creating poverty conditions by your constant assertions. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. The more completely we realize good, happiness, and success, the more perfectly do we express God, and the more of God do we become. That is, the more does God become personified through us. The author writes, while walking on the beach, I noticed a group of children playing near the shore. They were filling their buckets with sand and building unique creations. I heard one of the mothers calling to them to move closer to where the family had situated. All of them came easily to the new spot. All the children, that is, except one. He had not emptied his bucket and was attempting to drag it to the new location, filled with red sand. The bucket was very heavy, and he was quite small. Indeed, it was a struggle to move with such a heavy load. I wondered why he was doing this when there was obviously no shortage of sand in the new location. In fact, he was literally walking on an abundance of sand as he dragged his heavy burden round. Time to put it down. I love that reading because it's a great reminder that the abundance of God is everywhere present. But sometimes what we're dragging around is a scarcity mentality, an attitude that there's not enough, that things can't possibly go right if we go and try something new. And when the plot twists happen and it's not in our sights and our line of what we thought things had to be and how it's supposed to go, we forget that we are living, moving, and having our being in God, which there is all abundance. And as Ernest Holmes says, the more we can realize this, the more do we become God, and the more God is personified through us. What does God being personified through us look like? Peace in the storm. Calm when upset happens. Abundance in the face of lack. Joy in spite of everything. So, my friends, I invite you, when plot twists happens in your life, be not afraid. So my story that I wanted to share with you this morning is one that truly is inspiring, has inspired me, because sometimes we think that it is our circumstances that is limiting us from doing or being or having or achieving our dreams. It is not. It is our attitude. And this young man, whose name is Nick Vujicic, is truly an inspiration, for he was born with no arms, no legs, but it hasn't stopped him. And I imagine for his parents, because they didn't know until he was born, that was a plot twist they never saw coming, that they weren't sure how to deal with, but they did deal with it. And it says, imagine getting through your busy day without hands or legs. Picture your life without the ability to walk, to care for your basic needs, or even embrace those you love. Meet Nicholas Vucek. Without any medical explanation or warning, Nick was born in 1982 in Melbourne, Australia, without arms and legs. Three sonograms failed to reveal complications, and yet the Vucek family was destined to cope with both the challenge and blessing of raising a son who refused to allow his physical condition to limit his lifestyle. The early days were difficult. Throughout his childhood, Nick not only had to deal with the typical challenges of school and adolescence, but he also struggled with depression and loneliness. Nick constantly wondered why he was different from all the other kids. He questioned the purpose of life, or even if it had a purpose. According to Nick, the victory over his struggles, as well as his strength and passion for life today, can be credited to his faith in God, his family, friends, and the many people he has encountered along the journey that have inspired him to carry on. Since his first speaking engagement at age 19, Nick has traveled around the world, sharing his story with millions, sometimes in stadiums filled to capacity, speaking to a range of diverse groups such as students, teachers, young people, business professionals, and church congregations of all sizes. Today, this dynamic young evangelist has accomplished more than most people achieve in a lifetime. He's an author, musician, actor, and his hobbies include fishing, painting, and swimming. In 2007, Nick made the long journey from Australia to Southern California, where he's the president of the international non-profit ministry, Life Without Limbs, which was established in 2005. Nick says, if God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then he will certainly use any willing heart. You can see Nick on, if you Google Oprah and Nick Vucek, that's spelt V-U-J-I-C-I-C. And it's a marvel to see him. He truly is just a torso. But it hasn't stopped him. He had plot twists in his life that many of us could not even begin to imagine. But he allowed faith to guide, to envelop, to be his shining star and lead him. And so when plot twists happen in your life, recognize there's something good coming out of it. So I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. And always the wonderful words of Job, who a friend reminded me as I was so distracted with my body issues. This wonderful quote that said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. We can go for days or weeks without food or water. We can only go for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the life force, the prana, it is the source of our being. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Thank you. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. To yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in faith. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in faith. Breath as I breathe out fear. Faith.
here.
Always at this time, I invite you to set the intention for your week ahead. Here in the sanctuary, in the cave of your heart, take a moment to see in your mind's eye that which you wish to be, do, have, or experience. Always as we are seeing and imagining, we bring the feeling equivalent to it. Intelligence, the universal mind, takes what it sees and experiences as a feeling to manifest as an experience for ourselves. So the more vivid and real you can feel and see, the easier it is to be manifested. See yourself calm, serene, at peace, no matter what plot twists may lie ahead. See your relationships harmonious and loving. See yourself abundant. Whatever that looked like for you. See for yourself whatever it is that you desire. So I invite you to take a deep breath as we come into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of a prayer at this time. For we know that there is nowhere where God is not. God, whose the life force and energy are present, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. The Bible says, in God we live, move, and have our being. We, every single one of us, living, moving, and having our being in the divine omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence that God is. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, recognizing we simply need to stop struggling when the plot twists and surrender to you, Source of all that is, knowing that you are doing a perfect work in and through us to bring about a right outcome. That things may not go according to plan or look like how we expect them to look, but when we remember that God is in charge and that all is well, we have faith that everything is working together for our good. So Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, our hearts are filled with gratitude as we open to this truth, as we embody this truth, as we allow this truth to permeate in and through us, that we can stand firm when the plot twists in our journey of life. At this time, we hold all those in need of prayer in our hearts for healing, whether they be on this call, in homes, in hospitals, in hospices, wherever. We're speaking this word for their health, wholeness, and right and perfect expression. For truth, we are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness does not contain sickness or disease. So we speak this word for the right expression, for the perfect knowing of health, for the perfect demonstration of right healing. We give thanks for all those in the healing profession that are doing their part to aid it. At this time, we remember those who have transitioned homeward bound back to you. We come forth from you, and to you we will return. But for those left behind grieving the loss of their loved ones, however tragically they may have passed, we ask that their hearts be comforted. We ask that they remember that life is eternal and your spirit is immortal. Therefore, the essence of who we are can never die and will never end, but live on in different forms and manifestations. We hold in our hearts this precious, beautiful, spinning world to which we are but caretakers of. We ask that each and every one of us allow our hearts to be filled with love for it and all its inhabitants and for each other, that we look beyond what is apparent differences and see simply oneness. To see the oneness that is your life, to see the oneness that is your spirit, to see the oneness that is love that flows in and through every expression of creation. Whether it swims through the seas, flies through the airs, creeps or crawls upon the land, we all are expressions of your life. As such, may we respect and honor and revere all of life, as well as this beautiful planet. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, for anything I may have failed to ask for, I know you will not fail to bless. For as our teacher said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And that kingdom contains all that is good. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say, Amen. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones, as we repeat our morning's affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation is from the Science of Mind reading. I realize divine substance.
I realize divine substance
is everywhere present.
And I easily bring forth
my desires into my life. Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly,
knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word or deed,
in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them.
I freely forgive them.
As I ask forgiveness,
as I ask forgiveness,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly,
knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word or deed,
in thought, word or deed,
may I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
And now our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloved, as we're coming towards the close of our Sunday Soul Connection, I'd love to close with a benediction from St. Teresa of Avila. May today there be peace within. May you trust God that you're exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing that you are a child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow the soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of you. And so my song that I want to close with today, I heard several weeks ago, and it stopped me in my tracks. And I felt today would be an appropriate day. It's from Karen Drucker's new album entitled Joy in Our Hearts. And this song is entitled Here I Stand. And I think the words speak for themselves. Enjoy.
Tired of giving myself away. Oh.
grateful for someone to tell me I was okay. But I got to the place where I could trust my heart. It was a perfect day for a brand new that I know healing me here.